Obi.
Brethren, this breaks my heart. I've been with this congregation since 1949, when it was established. That's 40 years. I served as one of the elders for 34 years. We've been through a lot of hard things, but I can say this from the very beginning. This church has always been known to preach the truth and preach it in love. And the Bible was our guide. And that's still what it should be. And I'm so sorry that something like this has happened, which can destroy the work at Brown Trail. And if you and I are big enough to overcome these things, and if we've done something wrong, repent of it. Not be ashamed to say that I was wrong. And I want to say this to the elders. I love every one of them. I've served with every elder that's been with this congregation and with all the deacons. And I know these men well. The five men that's left in here, I have high regard for them and respect. I love them very much. I love the eight deacons we have here in this congregation. I think they're all wonderful, great, godly men. And if we will get behind them, as we should, and use this book only as our guide, we can solve these problems. Now, I'm not going to say a lot because a lot has been said, but I'd like to read from Psalms 139. This is a prayer of a believing heart, and this is what we should have. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest me when I sit down and when I rise up. Thou discernest my thoughts from afar. Thou searchest out my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways, even before a word is on my tongue. Lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou dost beset me behind and before, and layest thy hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Whither shall I go from the Spirit, from thy Spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend to heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in Sheol, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there thy hand shall lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, let only darkness cover me, and the light about me be night, even the darkness is not dark to thee. The night is bright as the day, for darkness is as light with thee. Now I will make one suggestion to the eldership. I think this needs to be made. We have eight deacons, and we have a lot of faithful members of this congregation that have made a lot of suggestions. I think they need to be listened to. I think they need to really check those things out, and if they see they need to be done, do it for this congregation to be united in one. These men are great men too, and all of us are the congregation. So I think all of these suggestions should be considered, and may God bless us as we work together. Thank you.